while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minnesota-based Target cuts 1,800 jobs. For the first time ever, Minnesota physicians are set to strike, and the former head of the Minneapolis Chamber of Commerce has been indicted on federal charges. But first, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem arrives in the Twin Cities to discuss ICE enforcement in Minneapolis. She's here to deliver an update on the administration's immigration enforcement operations and meet with federal officials. Immigration advocacy groups planned immediate protests against the visit. Co-chair of the Twin Cities Democratic Socialists of America, Brooke Bartholomew.
Whatever Kristi Noem and all the rest of them say or decide later today, now is the time for us to join together against this threat.
In response to the visit, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said in a statement, "We stand with our immigrant neighbors, not just in words, but in the laws we've passed, the policies we enforce, and the way we show up for each other every day." Federal charges are filed against a former Minneapolis business leader.
Former Minneapolis Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jonathan Weinhagen has been indicted on charges that he stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from the organization. That sum reportedly includes $30,000 that was set aside for reward money after three children were shot in 2021. The 42-year-old Weinhagen made his first court appearance yesterday to face federal charges of wire fraud, mail fraud, attempted bank fraud, and making a false application for a loan. Weinhagen did not enter a plea and is out on bond. Weinhagen began leading the chamber in 2016 and abruptly stepped down last year. Al Schock, Newstalk A30, WCCO.
Minnesota-based Target announcing it's cutting 1,800 of its corporate positions, the most in over a decade. The shift will cut 1,000 employees and close roughly 800 open positions, chopping 8% of Target's global team. University of Minnesota marketing professor George John says this shouldn't impact the company's holiday rollout, though.
Most of the planning for the holiday season is already baked in. You know, whatever they've got going, they've already decided those plans. And right now it's just execution. So it's very hard to know why this timing, and we can speculate, but that would be it.
Those impacted will continue to receive pay and benefits through January 3rd. The second DEA drug take-back day of the year is tomorrow.
April's DEA take-back day was big in Minnesota.
Minnesota residents collected over 10,000 pounds of unwanted and unused medicine, so it's definitely utilized. It's a day that is leveraged by many residents.
But you don't have to wait for drop-off day to get rid of unwanted and unused medicine. Irina Butler is with mildmeds.com, which is a free database showing more than 32,000 drop-off sites open throughout the year. Minnesota has more than 500 secure medicine disposal locations.
Because we know that proper management and disposal of drugs from households combats drug abuse, drug diversion, and accidental ingestion and poisoning. So essentially, when you're done with those medicines, let's get them out of the home.
Mark Fry, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
For the first time ever, Minnesota physicians are set to strike. The 600 members of the Doctors Council SEIU announced their filing of a 10-day notice for an unfair labor practice strike, which will take place Wednesday, November 5th. Alina Dr. Matt Hoffman says they do have tentative agreements that will improve primary care at Alina.
Specifically, we've really sought to improve autonomy and control over patient care to our providers as opposed to Alina management. We have important articles regarding scheduling, safety, a new labor management committee, and also protection against unfair discipline and termination for our members.
The two sides have been bargaining a first contract for nearly 20 months with close to 50 bargaining sessions. Interstate 94 in downtown St. Paul will be closed again this weekend. This is all part of the replacement of the John Ireland Bridge between the Cathedral and State Capitol Building. The closure starts at 10 tonight. All lanes reopen for traffic on Monday morning. Westbound lanes will be closed between Interstate 35E and Dale Street, with the eastbound lanes being shut between Highway 280 and University Avenue East. Traffic will be rerouted onto Highway 36 and Highway 280. Finally, the Vikings have a few extra days to figure out what's next after last night's dismal 37-10 loss to the Chargers in Los Angeles. It was their second straight loss and dropped their record to 3 wins and 4 losses. Wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Keep our head up and, of course, to attack, you know, what's in front of us, to not allow the adversity and not allow the losses to really hinder us and to really really get in our way of what's in front of us.
Next up is the Lions in Detroit a week from Sunday. That's followed by games against the Ravens, Bears, and Packers. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.